Hi there, everyone. Welcome to Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a podcast from Israel. I'm Johanna, and today is Friday, the 4th of August, which is the 12th of Av on the Hebrew calendar. It is Friday, and that means we are doing our end of the week double episode. I'll be reading for tomorrow, Shabbat, as well in this episode. The Torah portion that we are in this week is called Va'etchanan, which means, and I pleaded. And our portion for today is Deuteronomy 5:22 through 6:3. However, if you're reading a Bible that has the Hebrew verse counting, it is going to be 5:19 through 6:3. Before we begin to read, let's bless God for giving us His word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to his people Israel and to all peoples through his Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. These words Adonai spoke to all your assembly on the mountain from the midst of the fire, the cloud, and the fog with a great voice. He added no more. He wrote them on two tablets of stone and gave them to me. As soon as you heard the voice from the midst of the darkness, while the mountain was blazing with fire, you came near to me, all the heads of your tribes and your elders. Then you said, Adonai, our God, has just shown us his glory and his greatness, and we have heard his voice from the midst of the fire. This day we have seen that God speaks with man, and yet he keeps on living. Now then, why should we die? For this great fire will consume us. If we hear the voice of Adonai our God any more, then we will die. For who is there of all flesh who has heard the voice of the living God speaking from the midst of the fire, as we have, and lived? You go near and hear all that Adonai our God says. Then you tell us all what Adonai our God tells you, and we will hear it and do it. Adonai heard the tone of your words when you spoke to me. And Adonai said to me, I have heard the tone of the words that this people has spoken to you. They have done well in all they have spoken. If only there were such a heart in them to fear me, and keep all my mitzvot always, so that it might go well with them and with their children forever. Go say to them, return to your tents. But as for you, stand here by me, and I will tell you the whole commandment, both the statutes and the ordinances that you are to teach them. And they will do them in the land that I am giving them to possess. So you must take care to do as Adonai your God has commanded you. Do not turn aside to the right or to the left. You are to walk in all the way that Adonai your God has commanded you, so that you may live, and it may be well with you, and you may prolong your days in the land that you will possess. Now this is the commandment, the statutes, and the ordinances that Adonai your God commanded to teach you to do in the land that you are crossing over to possess, so that you might fear Adonai your God, to keep all his statutes and mitzvot that I am commanding you and your son's son all the days of your life, and so that you may prolong your days. Hear therefore, O Israel, and take care to do this, so that it may go well with you and you may increase mightily, as Adonai, the God of your fathers, has promised you, in a land flowing with milk and honey. That was Deuteronomy 5:22 through 6:3, or, according to the Hebrew verse counting, 5:19 through 6:3. Now we'll turn to our portion from the prophets, and it's Ezekiel chapter 34 and 35. The word of Adonai came to me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. prophesy and say to those shepherds, Thus says Adonai Elohim, Oy, shepherds of Israel who only take care of themselves, should shepherds not take care of the sheep? You eat the fat, you clothe yourself with the wool, you kill the fat ones, but you do not take care of the sheep. You do not strengthen the weak, heal the sick, bind up the broken, bring back the stray or seek the lost. Instead, you have ruled over them with force and cruelty. They were scattered for lack of a shepherd. They became food for all the beasts of the field as they were scattered. My sheep wander through all the mountains and on every high hill. Over all the face of the earth, my sheep were scattered. No one searched, no one sought. Therefore, shepherds, hear the word of Adonai. As I live, it is a declaration of Adonai. As surely as my sheep became prey and my sheep became food for all the beasts of the field, because there was no shepherd, nor did my shepherds search for my flock. But the shepherds fed themselves and did not feed my sheep. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of Adonai. Thus says Adonai Elohim, Behold, I am against the shepherds, and I will demand my flock from their hand. I will dismiss them from tending the flock. The shepherds will no longer feed themselves. I will rescue my sheep from their mouth, so they will not be food for them. For thus says Adonai Elohim, Here I am. I myself will search for my sheep and seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his sheep on the day he is among his scattered flock, so I will seek out my sheep. I will rescue them out of all the places where they have been scattered on a day of cloud and thick darkness. I will bring them out from the peoples. I will gather them from the countries. I will bring them back to their own land. I will shepherd them upon the mountains of Israel, by the streams, and in all the habitable places of the land. I will shepherd them in a good pasture. Their grazing place will be on the high mountains of Israel. There they will lie down on good grazing ground. They will feed in a rich pasture on the mountains of Israel. I will tend my flock and make them lie down. It is a declaration of Adonai. I will seek the lost, bring back the stray, bind up the broken, and strengthen the sick. But the fat and the strong I will destroy. I will tend them with justice. As for you, my flock, thus says Adonai Elohim, Behold, I will judge between sheep and sheep, between rams and male goats. Was it too little for you that you were feeding in the good pasture? Must you trample down the rest of your pastures with your feet? You were drinking clear water. Must you muddy the rest with your feet? Yet my sheep must eat what you have trampled with your feet and drink what you have muddied with your feet. Therefore thus says Adonai Elohim to them, Behold, I myself will judge between the fat sheep and the lean sheep, because you thrust with your side and with your shoulder, and gore all the weak with your horns, until you have scattered them all over. I will save my flock. They will no longer be prey. I will judge between sheep and sheep. So I will set up one shepherd over them, my servant David. He will tend them. He will feed them himself and be their shepherd. I, Adonai, will be their God, and my servant David will be prince among them. I, Adonai, have spoken. I will make a covenant of shalom with them. I will remove the evil beasts from the land, so they may dwell safely in the wilderness and sleep in the forest. I will make them and the places around my hill a blessing. I will cause the rain to come down in its season. There will be showers of blessing. The tree of the field will yield its fruit. The ground will yield its produce. They will be secure in their land. Then they will know that I am Adonai, when I have broken the bars of their yoke and have delivered them from the hand of those who enslaved them. They will no longer be prey to the nations. The beasts of the earth will not devour them. They will live in security. No one will make them afraid. I will make their agriculture renowned. They will no longer be consumed with hunger in the land. They will no longer bear the scorn of the nations. They will know that I, Adonai, their God, am with them. They, the house of Israel, are my people. It is a declaration of Adonai. So you, my sheep, the sheep of my pasture, you are human, and I am your God. It is a declaration of Adonai Elohim. The word of Adonai came to me, saying, Son of man, set your face against Mount Seir and prophesy against it. Say to it, Thus says Adonai Elohim, Behold, I am against you, Mount Seir. I will stretch out my hand over you and make you utterly desolate. I will lay your cities waste. You will be devastated, so you will know that I am Adonai. Because you have a long-standing hatred and have delivered Bnei Israel to the power of the sword in the time of their calamity, in the time of their final punishment, therefore, as I live, it is a declaration of Adonai. I will destine you for blood, and bloodshed will pursue you. Since you did not hate the bloodshed, therefore bloodshed will pursue you. I will make Mount Seir an utter desolation. I will cut off from it all who come and go. I will fill its mountains with its slain. On your hills, your valleys, and all your streams, those slain by the sword will fall. I will make you everlasting desolations. Your cities will not be inhabited. Then you will know that I am Adonai. Because you said, These two nations and these two lands will be mine. We will possess them, though Adonai was there. Therefore, as I live, it is a declaration of Adonai. I will deal with you with the same anger and envy that you had because of your hatred against them. I will make myself known among them when I judge you. You will know that I, Adonai, have heard all your blasphemies that you uttered against the mountains of Israel, saying, They are laid desolate, they are given for us to devour. You have magnified yourselves against me with your mouth. You multiplied your words against me. I heard it. Thus says Adonai Elohim, When the whole earth rejoices, I will make you desolate. As you rejoiced over inheriting the house of Israel because it was desolate, so I will do to you. You will be desolate, Mount Seir and all Edom, all of it. Then they will know that I am Adonai. That was Ezekiel 34 and 35. And our portion from the writings is 1 Chronicles 10. Now the Philistines fought against Israel. The men of Israel fled before the Philistines and fell slain on Mount Gilboa. The Philistines pursued Saul and his sons. The Philistines killed Saul's sons, Jonathan, Abinadab, and Malchishua. The battle raged around Saul, and the archers spotted him, and he was wounded by the archers. Then Saul said to his armor-bearer, Draw your sword and run me through, so that these uncircumcised will not come and torture me. But his armor-bearer refused to do it because he was terrified. Therefore Saul took the sword and fell on it. When his armor-bearer saw that Saul was dead, he also fell on his sword and died. So Saul and his three sons died. His whole household died together. Now when all the men of Israel who were in the valley saw that they had fled and that Saul and his sons were dead, they abandoned their towns and fled. The Philistines then came and lived in them. The next day, when the Philistines came to strip the slain, they found Saul and his sons fallen on Mount Gilboa. They stripped him and took his head and his armor and sent messengers throughout the land of the Philistines, proclaiming the good news to their idols and to the people. They put his armor in the house of their gods and hung his head in the house of Dagon. Now when all Jabesh-Gilead heard all that the Philistines had done to Saul, all the valiant men arose and retrieved the body of Saul and the bodies of his sons and brought them to Jabesh. They buried their bones under the oak tree in Jabesh and fasted 7 days. So Saul died because of his unfaithful acts that he committed against the word of Adonai, which he did not keep, and he even consulted a medium for guidance rather than inquire of Adonai. So he put him to death and transferred the kingdom to David, the son of Jesse. That was 1 Chronicles 10. And the final portion for Friday's reading is 1 Thessalonians 2. For you yourselves know, brothers and sisters, that our visit to you was not in vain. On the contrary, after we had first suffered and been mistreated in Philippi, as you know, we had boldness in our God to tell you the good news of God, even in the midst of much opposition. For our urging is not out of deceit or impure motives or trickery, but just as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the good news, so we declare it, not pleasing men, but rather God, who examines our hearts. For as you know, and God is witness, we never came with a word of flattery or a motive of greed, or seeking glory from people, whether from you or from others, even though we could have thrown our weight around as emissaries of Messiah. Rather, we proved to be infants among you. Like a nursing mother cherishes her children, in this way we were yearning for you. We were delighted to share with you not only the good news of God, but also our very souls, because you had become dear to us. For you recall, brothers and sisters, our labor and hardship, working night and day, so as not to burden any of you while we proclaimed to you the good news of God. You are witnesses, along with God, of how devoutly and righteously and blamelessly we behave toward you who believe. For you know how, as a father with his own children, we exhorted and encouraged and urged each one of you to walk in a manner worthy of God, who calls you into his own kingdom and glory. For this reason, we also thank God constantly that when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it not as the word of men, but as it truly is, the word of God, which does its work in you who believe. For you, brothers and sisters, became imitators of God, of God's communities in Messiah Yeshua that are in Judea. For you suffered the same things at the hands of your own countrymen as they did from the Judean leaders, who killed both the Lord Yeshua and the prophets and drove us out. They are not pleasing to God and hostile to all people, hindering us from speaking to the Gentiles so that they might be saved. As a result, they constantly fill up the measure of their sins, but wrath has come upon them at last. But brothers and sisters, after we were orphaned by separation from you for a short time, in person, not in heart, we were all the more eager in our great longing to see you face to face. For we wanted to come to you, I, Paul, more than once, but Satan thwarted us. For who is our hope or joy or crown or boasting before our Lord Yeshua at his coming? Is it not you? For you are our glory and joy. That was 1 Thessalonians 2, and that wraps up the reading for Friday. So now we're going to start back into the Torah, and we will be reading our portion for tomorrow, for Shabbat. We're going to be turning to Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 7 and verse 11. However, before we begin that reading, I'm going to mention a little bit about this week's Shabbat, because it's a special Sabbath. It is called Sabbath of Consolation. In Hebrew, Shabbat Nachamu. Shabbat Nachamu, or Sabbath of Consolation, is the Sabbath immediately following the 9th of Av, and is the first of the 7 Haftarot, prophetic portions of consolation, leading up to Rosh Hashanah, Feast of Trumpets. Shabbat Nachamu gets its name from the Haftarah of Isaiah 40:1-26. Comfort, O comfort, my people. Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami. So let's turn now to Deuteronomy 6, verse 4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love Adonai your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These words, which I am commanding you today, are to be on your heart. You are to teach them diligently to your children and speak of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down and when you rise up. Bind them as a sign on your hand. They are to be as frontlets between your eyes, and write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Now when Adonai your God brings you into the land that he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give you great and good cities that you did not build, and houses full of all good things that you did not fill, and cisterns dug that you did not dig, vineyards and olive trees that you did not plant, and you eat and are full, then watch yourself so that you do not forget Adonai, who brought you out from the land of Egypt, from the house of slavery. You must fear Adonai your God and serve him and swear by his name. You must not go after other gods, the gods of the peoples around you, for Adonai your God in the midst of you is a jealous God. Otherwise, the anger of Adonai, your God, will be kindled against you, and he will wipe you from the face of the earth. You are not to test Adonai, your God, as you tested him at Massah. Diligently keep the mitzvot of Adonai, your God, and his testimonies and his statutes that he has commanded you. You are to do what is right and good in the sight of Adonai, so that it may go well with you, and you may go in and possess the good land that Adonai swore to your fathers, to drive out all your enemies from before you, as Adonai has spoken. When your son asks you in time to come, saying, "What are the testimonies and the statutes and the ordinances that Adonai our God commanded us?" then you are to tell your son, "We were slaves to Pharaoh in Egypt, and Adonai brought us out from Egypt with a mighty hand. Before our eyes, Adonai showed signs and wonders, great and terrible, on Egypt, on Pharaoh, and on all his house. Then he brought us out from there, so that he might bring us in, to give us the land that he swore to our fathers. Adonai commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear Adonai our God, for our good always, to keep us alive, as it is the case today. It will be righteousness to us if we take care to do all this commandment before Adonai our God, just as he commanded us. When Adonai your God brings you into the land that you are entering to possess, and drives out many nations before you, the Hittite, and the Girgashite, and the Ammonite, and the Canaanite, and the Perizzite, and the Hivite, and the Jebusite, seven nations, more numerous and mightier than you. And Adonai your God gives them over to you, and you strike them down. Then you are to utterly destroy them. You are to make no covenant with them, and show no mercy to them. You are not to intermarry with them. You are not to give your daughter to his son, or take his daughter for your son. For he will turn your son away from following me to serve other gods. Then the anger of Adonai will be kindled against you, and he will swiftly destroy you. Instead, you are to deal with them like this: tear down their altars, smash their pillars, cut down their Asherah poles, and burn their carved images with fire. For you are a holy people to Adonai your God. From all the peoples on the face of the earth, Adonai your God has chosen you to be his treasured people. It is not because you are more numerous than all the peoples that Adonai set his love on you and chose you, for you are the least of all peoples. Rather, because of his love for you, and is keeping the oath he swore to your fathers. Adonai brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the house of slavery, from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Know therefore that Adonai your God, he is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant kindness for 1,000 generations with those who love him and keep his mitzvot, but repays those who hate him to their face to annihilate them. He will not hesitate with him who hates him. He will repay him to his face. Therefore you are to keep the commandment, both the statutes and the ordinances that I am commanding you today to do them. Well, that was Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 7, 11. And our Haftarah portion this Shabbat is Isaiah 40, verse 1 through 26. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak kindly to the heart of Jerusalem, and proclaim to her that her warfare has ended, that her iniquity has been removed. For she has received from Adonai's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries out in the wilderness, prepare the way of Adonai, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley will be lifted up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground will be a plain, and the rugged terrain smooth. The glory of Adonai will be revealed, and all flesh will see it together. For the mouth of Adonai has spoken. A voice is saying, cry out. And so I said, what shall I cry out? All flesh is grass, and all its loveliness is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, for the breath of Adonai blows on it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Get yourself up on a high mountain, you who bring good news to Zion. Lift up your voice with strength, you who bring good news to Jerusalem. Lift it up, do not fear. Say to the cities of Judah, behold your God. Look, Adonai Elohim comes with might, with his arm ruling for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him. Like a shepherd he tends his flock. He gathers the lambs in his arms, carries them in his bosom, and gently guides nursing ewes. Who has measured the waters in the palm of his hand? Or measured out heaven with a span? Or calculated the dust of the earth in a measure? Or weighed the mountains in scales? Or the hills in a balance? Who can fathom the Ruach Adonai, or instruct him as a counselor? With whom did he consult, and who instructed him? Who taught him in the path of justice, or taught him knowledge? Who informed him about the way of understanding? Behold, the nations are like a drop from a bucket, and count as a speck of dust on the scales. Behold, the islands weigh as fine dust. Lebanon is not enough to burn, or its animals enough for a burnt offering. All the nations are as nothing before him. By him they are accounted null and void. To whom then will you liken God? To what likeness will you compare him? To an idol? A craftsman casts it, a goldsmith overlays it with gold, and fashions silver chains for it. One too poor for such an offering chooses wood that will not rot. He looks for a skillful craftsman to prepare him an idol that will not totter. Do you not know? Have you not heard? Has it not been told to you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? He sits above the circle of the earth. Its inhabitants are like grasshoppers. He stretches out the skies like a curtain, spreads them out like a tent to dwell in. He reduces princes to nothing. He makes the judges of the earth a confusion. Scarcely are they planted, scarcely are they sown. Scarcely their stem takes root in the earth when he blows on them and they wither, and a storm carries them off as stubble. To whom then will you liken me, or who is my equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and see, who created these? The one who brings out their host by number, the one who calls them all by name. Because of his great strength and vast power, not one is missing. That was Isaiah 40:1-26. And the final reading for this week is from the Apostles, Matthew 4:1-11. Then Yeshua was led by the Ruach into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After he had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. And when the tempter came to him, he said, "If you are Ben Elohim, tell these stones to become bread." But he replied, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him into the holy city and placed him on the highest point of the temple. "If you are Ben Elohim," he said, "throw yourself down, for it is written, he shall command his angels concerning you, and upon their hands they shall lift you up, so that you may not strike your foot against a stone." Yeshua said to him, "Again, it is written, you shall not put Adonai your God to the test." Again, the devil takes him to a very high mountain and shows him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, "All these things I will give you if you fall down and worship me." Then Yeshua says to him, "Go away, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship Adonai your God, and him only shall you serve." Then the devil leaves him, and behold, angels come and begin to take care of him. That was Matthew 4:1-11, and that concludes our reading for Daily Bread for Busy Moms this week. Thank you so much for listening. May you have a wonderful, blessed weekend. Shabbat Shalom. Hashem, bless you from Zion.